This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Susan Stamberg. The war in Afghanistan is now focused on the search for Osama bin Laden. Hundreds of al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters are holed up in the Tora Bora cave complex in eastern Afghanistan. If bin Laden is still in the country, U.S. officials say that is where he's likely to be. NPR's Ivan Watson is in that region of Tora Bora. Good morning to you, Ivan. Tell us what you are seeing.
I'm in a valley just below the mountain where the Tora Bora caves are. Not too long ago, a couple of Afghan opposition tanks rolled into position on hilltops less than a mile from the caves and started an artillery attack on those al-Qaeda caves. After several minutes of deafening artillery fire, the al-Qaeda defenders began responding with mortar fire. The Afghan opposition commanders on the front line here say they've surrounded the Tora Bora cave complex to prevent any possible exit over the mountains to the Pakistani border nearby.
Does this represent some sort of a change in the battle plan here, a change in the tactics that the military is taking and also the allies of amongst the Northern Alliance?
Well, it's the first time I've seen this type of shelling of the al-Qaeda positions. It seems that they've stepped up the military operation here on Sunday throughout the day, and overnight last night, U.S. B-52 bombers launched intense airstrikes against the al-Qaeda caves. And today, again, the first such shelling we've seen from the Afghan opposition's mobile artillery. The airstrikes have stopped throughout the day today, but it's the second day we've seen a four-engine plane that drones overhead. It's unidentified so far, but one theory is that it's some sort of an intelligence plane that's gathering information, perhaps, on Tora Bora's defenders. That is speculation, though. However, on the ground, the alliance says it's preparing to mount a ground assault on the caves. They're not giving a time frame yet. More and more Afghan opposition fighters also tell me that they've seen American commandos on the ground in the area, indications that the Americans are getting more involved here. Yesterday, a commander confirmed there were Americans working with his men. So the campaign to capture the Tora Bora caves is definitely underway.
And what kind of resistance are they meeting now?
Well, once again, there were mortar rounds coming from the al-Qaeda positions just moments ago, and they've responded that way to American airstrikes also, shelling the Northern Alliance soldiers on the ground just yards away from the caves. They do seem to be conserving their ammunition and are only firing back when they're actually attacked. They seem to be prepared for a siege. The Afghan opposition here has suffered a number of casualties. The Afghan opposition soldiers I've spoken with say that the al-Qaeda are very good fighters. They have a lot of respect for them. But the common consensus among the opposition is that they've got to get these foreign Arabs and Chechens and Palestinians, got to get them out of Afghanistan. They have no business being here.
And of course, the push is to get Osama bin Laden dead or dead, as someone remarked in an interview on television the other evening. But what kind of evidence is there that bin Laden is there at Tora Bora or in the region, let alone the country?
We haven't seen much evidence here. Again, over the weekend, Vice President Dick Cheney said it's likely that bin Laden is around Tora Bora, and that's been echoed by frontline commanders who say their intelligence has indicated that he's here. This was mentioned over the weekend also. One of the main sources of information, the intelligence gathering that's coming from there, is by listening in to shortwave radio frequencies used by the al-Qaeda and Taliban defenders there. You can hear them speaking in Arabic, but we have to treat words coming from them with caution. They've been really good at setting traps for the Afghan opposition. In fact, they put a trap out. It was a truck that they allowed Afghan opposition fighters to advance to try to capture and then open fire on them. They've been very sneaky, so it's very difficult to confirm for sure whether Osama bin Laden is there.
Thank you very much. NPR's Ivan Watson in eastern Afghanistan.